You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week we are looking at a recent summit between the presidents of Turkey and the United States. So that's Erdogan and Trump, respectively. And this is really to resolve, or at least supposedly to resolve, sort of ongoing tensions between the two countries, which historically have been quite close allies. During the Cold War, Turkey was a very sort of one of the main supporters of the United States foreign policy. Throughout the period, had a lot of nuclear weapons stationed there until the Cuban Missile Crisis. But recently, since I guess you could say the fall of the Berlin Wall, things have gotten more complicated. Part of there's various reasons. You had sort of Turkey's increasing role in supporting the Palestinian side of the conflict there. And of course, just the general decline of the Cold War. Currently, a big issue is Turkey's relationship with Russia, which obviously during the Cold War, being the other side of that, they were very hostile to each other. But recently, things have gotten slightly better. It sort of goes on and off. It was famously a few years ago, Turkey shot down a Russian airplane. But since then, they've sort of mended their relationship and are currently looking to buy a sort of S-400 missile defense system from the Russians, which America is very unhappy about. So I guess you have Trump coming over there to sort of soothe over tensions, which is reported about on Turkey's state broadcaster, TRT.
A warm welcome at the White House from the US president to his Turkish counterpart. But while their personal rapport remains strong, the relationship between their countries is under considerable strain. So, in a highly unusual move, a group of Republican senators were invited to the Oval Office to join the two presidents for talks aimed at clearing the air.
We do want to remain very strong allies in NATO. You are very important to us. So we want to bring you back into that fold. We want to discuss the S-400.
The S-400, a Russian-built missile defense system recently bought by Turkey, has been one of the main sources of friction between Washington and Ankara. Trump had made resolving it a priority. But at the news conference after his meeting with Erdogan, it emerged that the issue still hadn't been settled beyond an agreement for further dialogue.
Turkey's acquisition of sophisticated Russian military equipment, such as the S-400, creates some very serious challenges for us. And we are talking about it constantly. We talked about it today. We're talking about it in the future. Hopefully, we'll be able to resolve that situation.
And it was clear other major differences between them remained. President Erdogan expressed irritation that the U.S. was still dealing with the YPG in Syria, and frustration that the American media often portrays Turkey's military operation there as an offensive against the Kurds.
We need to differentiate between Kurds and the terrorists. Kurds are my citizens. The biggest Kurdish population lives in my country. I assume the ones that you are referring to as Kurds are PYD and YPG. These are terrorist organizations and offshoots of the PKK terror group.
On a more positive note, the leaders said they'd agreed to work towards increasing the level of trade between the two countries to $100 billion a year.
Despite the personal warmth on display between the two presidents, there doesn't appear to have been any significant breakthrough in their talks. And that will open Donald Trump up to more criticism from lawmakers already unhappy at his approach towards Turkey.
But Trump believes the fact the two leaders are on good terms increases the chances of their countries eventually settling their differences. John Brain, TRT World, Washington.
So yes, that was news from the Turkish state broadcaster. And as you see there, they definitely acknowledge the tensions between the two countries, but they ended on a positive note. And I think it was quite interesting that they mentioned that lawmakers might push Trump in a direction of conciliation with Turkey, sort of implying that there is a sort of popular groundswell of support for Turkey in the United States, which I don't know if that's actually there, but you could definitely see why the Turkish state would want to put that forward. And especially it's interesting that they mentioned the trade, because trade is sort of, according to the sort of prevailing not wisdom, trade is supposed to sort of bring everyone together and we're all going to make friends because we're all going to trade with each other, which I guess is true on some level, but you wonder if it just is overblown to sort of disregard other tensions that you have. You also see how they have spent a lot of time talking about the S-400 missile system, which almost seems like something of a distraction. Because at the end of the day, okay, you buy these missiles from Russia, but you're still part of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is America's sort of big defensive alliance, which is a relic of the Cold War. So they don't seem to be leaving that anytime soon. So you wonder if they're putting out these missiles as a way to, oh, get everyone focus on that. But at the end of the day, they're still very close to America. Because obviously the big sort of elephant in the room in all of this is Turkey's sort of ongoing slide into what a lot of outside observers have characterized as a sort of authoritarian system, where they're cracking down on a lot of journalistic freedoms and general sort of civil rights. So by making a big noise about the missile system, maybe that's a way of distracting from what they're doing inside of Turkey and out, specifically in northern Syria. You may have heard them mention the YPG, the sort of predominantly Kurdish fighting group that Turkey is currently sort of, they sort of pushed them out of northern Syria, and it seems like a ceasefire is broadly holding, but I think there's sporadic fighting between the two sides. So moving on from that, now we will look at Russia Today, or RT as they call themselves now. This is the Russian state broadcaster. And so they, obviously it's in their interest to pull Turkey towards the Russian Federation. So in this foiling report, they do their best to intensify these tensions.
The presidents of Turkey and the United States. Now, to call this meeting highly anticipated would be an understatement, especially as the two countries are going through a rocky patch. Syria, the Kurds, relations with Russia, the arms trade, you name it. When the United States began supporting the Kurdish fighters against ISIL, that was a turning point. The USA has long maintained that it can be friends with both Turkey and the Kurdish forces that Ankara considers to be terrorists.
And Turkey, as you know, is a NATO ally.
Strategically important NATO ally, Turkey.
Just give me your assurance that you're not going to be bullied by Turkey or President Erdogan into throwing the Syrian Kurds under the bus.
No, there's no administration intention to hurl any large yellow objects whatsoever.
Thank you.
Now, it's always been a tough choice, and the latest blow came last month when Trump unexpectedly pulled U.S. forces out of northern Syria. At that point, Turkey launched a deadly offensive against the Kurdish militias in the area. The condemnation and threats from Washington only added fuel to the fire.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. Turkey, with regard to the alliance, is heading in the wrong direction.
I've got sanctions against Turkey that I will introduce next Tuesday. These are sanctions from hell.
We need swift and bipartisan action to repair the damage caused by the decision to allow Turkey to attack our chief partner in the fight against ISIS terrorists.
It seems now that the countries have agreed to a permanent ceasefire in Syria. But let's be honest, it's still a highly volatile situation. And there's a major side plot here. Turkey is in the process of buying the Russian-made S-400 anti-aircraft missile system instead of the U.S. Patriot system. And no surprise, Washington is up in arms.
Turkey's purchase of the S-400 is inconsistent with its commitments to NATO and will have detrimental impact on Turkish interoperability with the alliance.
The United States has actually threatened to sanction Turkey and remove them from the F-35 fighter jet program, of which Ankara is a member. And the problems don't end there. U.S. senators have called out Trump for his Turkish policy and called on him to cancel the meeting with President Erdogan.
President Erdogan's decision to invade northern Syria has had disastrous consequences for U.S. national security, has led to deep divisions in the NATO alliance, and caused a humanitarian crisis on the ground. Given this situation, we believe that now is a particularly inappropriate time for President Erdogan to visit the United States, and we urge you to rescind this invitation.
Quite a lead-up to a crucial meeting. Now, with all these problems to solve, the two countries are remaining optimistic, and Trump and Erdogan are playing up the idea and the act that they are still friends. But whether the meeting is a success or failure, a vital follow-up is already on the calendar. A phone call has been scheduled between Turkish President Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Caleb Maupin, RT, New York.
So yes, that was the equivalent of TRT for Russia. And as you hear there, I mean, broadly similar reporting, because at the end of the day, they can't just openly lie about what's happening, but definitely emphasizing the differences between Turkish and American foreign policy right now. Saying it's interesting, they also took, whereas the TRT piece sort of mentioned that, oh, there's a lot of pro-Turkish feeling inside sort of American government, specifically like the House of Congress. The RT one emphasized that there's a lot of sort of anti-Turkish sentiment, or, you know, opposition to the Turkish foreign policy over the northern Syria problem or sort of question. And generally just saying, look, you can't be friends with both sides. You got to sort of pick one, for instance, in the case of America and Syria. And, of course, noticeably ending on the fact that Erdogan is soon to have a conversation with Vladimir Putin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.